From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkish fighter jets carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group. A foreign ministry statement said the aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against the Islamic State. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack Islamic State positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. Turkey later granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad for an unscheduled visit and talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. Rice's talks are expected to touch on the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi and Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's peace negotiations with the Taliban. A suspect is under arrest in Thailand in connection with last week's bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. A police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of Bangkok after police found possible bomb-making materials in an apartment he had rented. Bangkok's police commissioner says that the suspect is carrying a Turkish passport, but his identity could be false. Authorities are also seeking a second suspect. This is VOA News. Austrian police said Saturday they rescued three young children suffering from severe dehydration who were close to death and trapped in a van in Austria along with 23 other migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. The incident occurred Friday, a day after the bodies of 71 refugees were discovered decomposing in an abandoned vehicle on a road between Vienna and Budapest. Meanwhile, Austrian forensics teams on Saturday continued to comb a truck that contained the 71 migrant bodies. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for the Burgenland Police Department.
At the moment, we have criminal police specialists who check the car to find out millimeter per millimeter of this car to find out to make evidence for the case.
Austrian police say the migrants appeared to have suffocated in the back of the abandoned truck. Hungarian police have arrested four people in connection with the incident. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences in the retrials of Mohamed Fahmy, Australian journalist Peter Grest, and Egyptian producer Bahir Mohamed on Saturday. Judge Hassan Farid said the men were spreading what he called false news and had used their hotel as a broadcasting center without permission. Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney criticized the sentences.
The verdict today sends a very dangerous message in Egypt. It sends a message that journalists can be locked up for simply doing their job, for telling the truth and reporting the news. And it sends a dangerous message that there are judges in Egypt who will allow their courts to become instruments of political repression and propaganda.
The United States is among many countries who have said that Egypt has unjustly imprisoned the journalists. Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Mitch Landrieu is the mayor of New Orleans.
The city of New Orleans clearly is on a path to a better place. But we have always said that we are not going forward if we cannot go forward together. And we will not leave anybody behind.
Katrina struck the Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, killing 1,800 people and destroying more than 100,000 homes. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.